Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, you might be surprised to learn that over 900 pupils have been expelled from post-primary schools since 2017, almost 360 over the last 3 years. And for more on this, I'm joined by Tanya Ward, who's Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance. Tanya, thank you for taking our call. Now, the questions come following a Dáil question from Sinn Féin TD, Sorka Clark. They appear to be very high. What's your sense of it? Should we be seeing such a high number of expulsions over 6 years?
Yeah, I mean, we're not seeing an upward trend in the statistics, but I suppose for us, what concerns us about school expulsion is the impact it has on the child when it does happen. It causes an enormous stigma for the child in their school community and even in their outside community. And generally, they will not reach their full potential once an event like this has happened. So for us, it's really important to get behind those statistics to find out why did those situations arise and could they have been prevented. We know for some children what's happened for the school. It's kind of at the end of the road. The school has done everything they can and the child needs an alternative education setting. They might need more one-to-one. They might need, you know, a lot of wraparound supports. But in some cases, we know some schools are saying, look, we just didn't have enough support to hold on to this child. Or they might, you might have situations where perhaps there are too many expulsions happening in the same school. So I think there's a real need to get behind the statistics to see actually what has contributed to these figures.
OK, so you want an analysis of what exactly is going on. But I know you're also concerned about those pupils who are expelled and what happens next. What supports do they receive? Do we know?
Well, I mean, they will have an education welfare officer working with them in Tusla, and they're meant to try and identify another education setting. I mean, they have the possibility of appealing as well, but you find that, I mean, a lot of the parents in these situations, they find it very difficult when it happens. Often the relationship is broken down with the principal and the board of management, and they themselves are struggling to get another school to take the child on. And often it's the end of a road. And I suppose our bigger concern is probably, do Tusla have enough education welfare officers to actually meet the needs of these young people? Because you would expect that Tusla shouldn't just be working with them at the end of this process. They should have the capacity to be working with schools at the very beginning when it's clear there might be issues with the school trying to hold on to this child. And we know, for example, that Tusla doesn't have the number of education welfare officers that needs to do that kind of, you know, that preventative work, to go into schools, work directly with the teachers and the principals and the families and the children themselves to see if there's everything is being done so that child can stay in that school.
Tanya Ward, Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, thank you for joining us on the programme. Plenty more to come in the next hour, by the way. Did the late British Queen try to broker Brexit peace? We'll find out. Also, what to watch on TV and in film this month with Aoife Barry and Brian Redden. And can the government force grocery prices down? We'll discuss that and plenty more in The Gathering. Now, though, we'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.